The Voice of America.
美国参众议员访台，会晤蔡英文总统及国防国安官员。美中元首据信最快下周举行视讯峰会。中国黑客攻击美国敏感部门，专家建议制定威慑政策。 各位观众大家好，我是卡拉，欢迎收看美国观察。美国联邦参众议员代表团周三上午在台湾会晤蔡英文总统和国防国安官员。另外，美中两国发表格拉斯哥联合宣言，承诺强化气候行动，并加强合作。稍后我们一同关注。美国观察的节目热线已经开通，欢迎您拨打002-1-2020-9204-9090，给我们留言，跟我们分享您对节目的看法，告诉我们您希望看到的节目内容。 在格拉斯哥举行的第26届联合国气候变化大会即将结束之际，星期三，美中两国宣布达成了美中关于在21世纪20年代强化气候行动的格拉斯哥联合宣言。这份联合宣言说，两国承诺通过各自在21世纪20年代关键10年采取加速行动，并在包括联合国气候变化框架公约在内的多边进程中开展合作，来应对气候危机，以避免灾难性影响。 在各自举行的新闻发布会上，中国首席气候谈判代表谢振华和美国气候问题特使约翰·克里表示，两国将共同努力加快减排步伐，以实现2015年巴黎协定关于气候变化的温度目标，也就是把全球平均气温升幅控制在低于2摄氏度之内，并努力限制在1.5摄氏度之内。 联合宣言说，美中双方认识到世界范围内为应对气候危机做出的重大努力及其总体效果与为实现巴黎协定目标所需努力之间仍存在显著差距，双方强调尽快弥补这一差距至关重要。 宣言说，两国宣布计划在此决定性的10年，根据不同国情各自携手，并与其他国家一道，加强并加速旨在缩小差距的气候行动与合作，包括加速绿色低碳转型和气候技术创新。 低调抵达台湾访问的美国共和党籍参众议员代表团星期三上午前往台北的总统府，会晤蔡英文总统以及台湾的高层国安官员。台湾媒体报道说，双方就台湾国防部署和自我防卫状况交换了意见。星期三下午，代表团还转往台湾国防部做进一步的讨论。 台湾官方证实，由美国联邦参众议员代表团抵达台湾访问，但是强调相关行程是由美国在台协会台北办事处协调安排，相关资讯也必须等到适当的时机才会对外说明。台媒双方都拒绝透露访台美国国会议员的身份。 台湾的《镜传媒》和香港南华早报引述匿名人士的消息报道说，访问台湾的6位美国参众议员，包括共和党籍参议员约翰·科宁、麦克里、汤米·图伯维尔、麦克·克拉珀以及共和党籍众议员杰克·埃尔泽伊，另一位众议员的身份仍然没有曝光。 美国总统拜登据信最快在下星期与中国领导人习近平举行视讯峰会，为白宫所说的负责任的管控两国激烈的竞争关系做出进一步努力。美国和中国的官方还没有正式这则消息，但白宫日前表示，双方此前已经同意两国元首将在年底前举行视讯峰会，而且目前正在为确认会谈议程举行工作层面的磋商。 拜登自今年1月上任以来，已经2次与习近平通话。两国的高级官员也进行了几次面对面的会晤，但未能明显缓解彼此之间的紧张关系。过去几个月来，两国继续在台湾、新疆等问题上针锋相对，人们担心中国继续加大对台湾的军事压力，迅速扩大核武库，试射超高音速导弹等行动，可能导致这两个超级大国之间的灾难性冲突。 拜登上个星期在苏格兰格拉斯哥出席联合国气候变化大会期间说，美国与中国之间没有发生武装冲突的理由，但他担心可能发生意外冲突。北京称愿意与华盛顿一道妥善管控分歧。从11月10号到12号访问韩国的美国国务院负责东亚及太平洋事务的助理国务卿康达与韩国大选的朝野总统候选人会面。星期三抵达韩国的康达分别会见了执政党共同民主党的总统候选人李在明和在野党国民力量的总统候选人尹锡悦。将于明年举行的韩国大选结果对美韩双边关系未来的走向具有重要影响。这是今年9月就任助理国务卿的康达对韩国的首次访问。东亚太助理国务卿是美国国务院负责韩国、中国、日本等事务的总负责人。路透社报道说，美国总统拜登一直在努力凝聚亚洲盟国的力量，以对抗来自中国的潜在胁迫和侵略。而这对于韩国来说具有一定的困难，因为首尔并不热心于激怒中国这个韩国最大的经济伙伴。美国陆军正在关岛部署和测试一套从以色列进口的铁穹防空系统，以便在美中发生冲突时拦截可能袭击关岛的中国军方的巡航导弹。根据多家美国媒体的报道，铁穹系统部署关岛期间还将与已经部署在关岛的其他防空反导系统进行整合测试。美国军方自2013年起就在关岛部署了萨德末端高空区域防御系统。铁穹系统是在台海紧张形势急剧升高之时进驻关岛的。十月的头四天，中国解放军累计出动149架次的军机侵扰台湾西南防空识别区。铁穹是以色列拉斐尔先进防御系统公司研发的防空系统，主要用于拦截5至70公里内的火箭弹。关岛是美国的领地，岛上有美国空军、海军和海军陆战队基地。关岛距离中国2900公里，是距中国最近的美国领土。欢迎继续收看美国观察。美国网络安全公司派拓网络最新报告称，中国黑客组织对全球发动的新一波攻击。有专家指出，中国黑客攻击已经持续了几十年，但许多国家和企业仍然反应迟钝。他呼吁美国政府制定威慑政策，阻止此类的攻击。详细的情况今天请到美国之音记者魏芝来做介绍。魏芝你好。
你好，
首先给我们介绍一下哈，这一次的这个黑客攻击它的规模有多大，以及这次攻击和以往的黑客攻击有什么不同？
是这样的，这个网络安全公司派拓网络是上周末的时候发布了这份报告，说是作为更广泛的全球活动的一部分呢，这些网络攻击仅在美国就针对了至少370家使用可能存在漏洞的 Zoho 服务器的机构进行了攻击，并且是成功的侵入了至少一个服务器。那么美国网络安全和基础设施安全局，也就是 CISA 和联邦调查局 FBI 是在今年9月份的时候曾经警告公众说，黑客正在利用 Zoho 服务器上的软件缺陷，并且呢敦促用户更新他们的系统。但是几天之后，派拓网络追踪的这个黑客就仅在美国就攻击了370个机构，并且是开始进行信息盗窃。那么派拓网络在他们的报告当中是指出呢，被侵入的机构涉及了国防、教育、能源、医疗保健和科技等等领域，并且是着重针对与国防部合作的公司使用的这个服务器。那么我们看到 CNN 首先报道了这个报告，那么派拓网络的高级主管奥尔森对 CNN 说的是，在这种情况下呢，黑客窃取了一些目标组织、目标机构的密码， 目的是为了保持对这些网络能够长期的访问，然后呢，入侵者就开始成功的拦截电子邮件里面或者是储存在计算机系统上的一些敏感数据。那么奥尔森是认为，现在虽然已经有九家这个机构在全球的范围内是被确认受害了，但是他预计在之后会发现更多的被入侵的组织。那么我们采访到的专家也是说，如果说这次的入侵没有被及时发现的话，那么这次攻击造成的损失将是非常巨大的。我们一起来听一下专家的评论。
If this technique had not been detected, and I think it had gone on since September, right? So if it had not been detected for another 6 months or year,China would have gotten into thousands of companies and, you know, been able to take, and then been able to move and conduct espionage from those companies into yet others. So it's, as you put it, it's a way of planting a seed that allows China access on a global scale.
那么对于是哪个国家或者什么组织发动的这次攻击，专家怎么说？这个报告怎么说？
是这样的，派托网络的报告当中是说到，说这次的网络攻击使用的一些方法和工具符合中国的黑客组织熊猫使者的做法。那么网络安全公司 SecureWorks 在2015年的一份报告当中说，熊猫使者的背后可能是中国。因为熊猫使者是在中国工作日。就是中国当地时间的中午和下午五点之间最为活跃。那么黑客使用百度作为搜索引擎，并且部分攻击这个工具也是使用的是中文，而且呢对维吾尔人发动过攻击。那么我们采访的专家呢也是对此做出了肯定的答复，我们一起来听一下。
Everyone knows it's coming from China. China, you know, all the security expert companies as well as the governmentsare well aware that this theft is coming from China. It gives the CCP some level of plausible deniability. But, you know, this has gone on for years, decades, in fact, and yet countries and companies are still either ill-prepared or unresponsive to doing anything about it.
It's going to have dramatic economic impact, as well as security, national security impact, over the next decade.
那么我们采访的专家呢是说，中国这次入侵行为策略是广撒网，也就是说攻击这个目标机构所使用的服务器和下载的软件，而不是直接去攻击这个目标机构。那么这样的话就使目标机构在不知不觉的过程当中就中招了。我们一起来听一下这个专家的说法。
The bottom line, the type of offensive espionageType of activities that intelligence services usually reserve for foreign governments or other intelligence services, China is using those against commercial interests on a global scale. So that type of intelligence warfare we've seen between nation states, China has declared that type of warfare on commercial interests globally. And that's the extraordinary part about this, is that they've literally taken a global approach and taken the intelligenceespionage tools and turn them against commercial and scientific institutions globally. And they are not equipped to deal with that.
是为之，我们知道美国政府也是一再强调这个网络安全对于国家安全来讲是至关重要的。那么美国政府将会要如何应对这样的网络攻击呢？
是这样的，派托网络是没有透露任何的被攻击的组织的名字，但是呢，他说公司正在分享信息，并且努力提高对威胁的认识，而且是针对黑客利用的这个漏洞进行修补。那么，美国的国防承包商是拥有大量的与国防有关的这个机密，那么因此呢，就会经常成为外国黑客的攻击目标。然后我们看到，就是网络安全公司 Mandiant。今年四月的时候透露呢，与中国有关的一些黑客就一直在利用一些软件漏洞来破坏美国和欧洲的国防、金融和公共部门。那么联邦官员告诉 CNN 呢，黑客的这个活动是揭露了这个揭露是证明了他们与这个网络安全公司密切的合作，并且在应对威胁。我们看到美国网络安全和基础设施安全局的这个 官员呢就说是通过联合网络防御协作组织 CISA 与派拓合网络合作，以了解、扩大和推动针对报告中确认的活动采取行动。这种伙伴关系是反映了这个协作组织的价值，也就是政府和私营部门共同努力以提高可见度，并且降低任何组织无法单独降低的这个风险。那么但是呢，我们采访到的专家是认为美国的当务之急是应当制定政策，并且呢加强与盟友盟国的这个合作。我们一起来听一下。
The only thing commercial companies can do at this pointis shore up their defenses, their cyber defenses, as much as possible, and protect against insider threats as much as possible. That is the limit of a commercial industry's posture towards this type of threat. So, but what governments have not done, and in particular the U.S. government has failed to do, is develop a deterrence policy.To stop these types of attacks, or at least, you know, reduce these types of attacks, and then to develop a global alliance, to respond to these types of attacks.
好的，感谢魏之今天给我们带来的详细报道，谢谢。欢迎继续收看美国观察。美军经过二战成为世界上最强大的武装力量，期间约20000华人服役于各个军种，占据当时华人人口比例高达20%。华人也通过二战中的奉献走出了唐人街，赢得在美国社会进一步发展的机会。陆海空军均出现了华人将军。美国老兵节之际，四代华人将士讲述了军旅生涯的意义，鼓励年轻一代立志从军。
I'll be 96 in December. I'm just proud to be Titus American. I'm happy to serve the United States, so I'm happy to be a U.S. citizen. I'm happy to survive, and I'm happy to represent the other 20,000 Chinese American veterans.
When I look at the history of Chinese in America, the first major contributionof Chinese in America was building the Transcontinental Railroad. The second major contribution was the service of Chinese Americans in World War II, because based upon their service, they really opened up opportunities for all Chinese Americans here in the United States. And because of their service, hard work, and sacrifice, they enabled the follow-on generations.To live the American dream.
My father served during World War II in the United States Army from 1943 to 1945. My uncle also served in the Army Air Corps during World War II. And growing up, you know, you want to be like your dad. And so in my mind, I wanted to join the Army too as well. What's different today, though, is not many Asian parents encourage their kids to join the military. And maybe we encourage our kids to, you know, become a doctor or an engineer.But the military and public service is a very important part of our community and our nation. So, you know, I think it's good.
Coming from my background, being born in China, my parents wanted me to be a doctor, be a lawyer, similar to a lot of other Asian American parents. For me, I chose this route and I said, I'm going to do this. And I did it. And, you know, really, it taught me so much. It taught me so much discipline, taught me so much leadership, it taught me so much being able to socialize with folks, things you would not learn.Not having served, or you might learn through other activities, but you know, you really get it's really accelerated through your service and through your experience in the military.
加入美军之后，我觉得最主要还是这种个人性格上的改变嘛，就是人变得更加开朗，更加能够健谈，能够在外面和人家 交流，不会有像以前不太有信心那种感觉，这是最大的帮助吧。然后军队又提供了很多机会和学习机会，所以这是整个一个过程。
密歇根州本顿港市的供水系统已经3年测试铅含量升高，该市的近万名居民被告知日常生活要用瓶装水。目前密歇根州已经承诺斥资数百万美元更换老旧含铅的供水管线，一起来看一看。
I gotta push it down the hill. I gotta pull it back up the hill. I mean, I don't know if the leg gonna hold. The leg might fall off. The water is everything. Water, you know what I'm saying? You gotta take a bath. You gotta brush your teeth. You know what I'm saying? You gotta use the bathroom. I mean, it's everything right now. It's like gold.
Cities are getting old, and we put lead pipes in a long time ago, so this is not going to just happen here. It's going to happen across the country. These lead pipes are going to have to be replaced.
We have to replace the pipes. It's plain and simple. Pipes need to be replaced. Once we replace it, we can drink this fresh, tasty, beautiful water, you know.
美国五大湖的水体总和占世界淡水供应量的20%以上，湖面高度几十年来有升有降，气候变化增加了极端的情况，水流侵蚀现象正在逐步增加。研究人员估计，湖滨破坏会日益严重，内陆洪水也可能会越来越多。
You know, when you look at it today, and it's like, well, who, me? Right? But that, it can just, it, within a moment's notice, it can become really harrowing. Put in a hurricane door, a very robust hurricane door, because the door we had before was a wood door, and it was compromised. The water was coming into our unit. And I also put in a hurricane shutter, aluminum sliding hurricane shutter.That has helped as well, and some of the other residents have followed suit.
The waves come from way across the lake. They come in fast and furiously. They hit our supporting structure, that is our breakwater, jump over it, toss our jersey blocks around.Hits our building, comes under the door. Cars are floating, holes are opening in the street. It's horrific.
We're going to face two issues. We're going to see increasing lakefront damage, and we're going to see increasing inland flooding. So the big concern is either facilities or communities or homes that are in those areas that are highly vulnerable. A lot of them are seeing damage already, and they'll likely see worse damage in the future.
在佛罗里达州的肯尼迪航天中心，美国宇航局正在准备即将到来的阿提密斯登月任务。现在美国宇航局希望将首位女性和有色人种送上月球。
first flight is going to do a test around the moon and get ready for our second flight for our crew missions, and that'll eventually get us to the first man and person of color on the moon and eventually to Mars. So it's an exciting time.
Apollo, right, was 50 years ago. We put the first man on the moon. Artemis is the sister of Apollo, and so it's just fitting because we're going to try to put the first woman on the moon. Not try, we are going to put the first woman on the moon as well as the first person of color. Something that's different about Apollo and Artemis is that Artemis, we want to make a long-term presence on the moon. Not just go to the moon and come back, but be able to go there and stay there for a while, and then eventually, you know, use what we learned going to the moon to get to Mars.
There are here in this facility, I think, several hundred folks that work on the vehicle, and then of course if we expand that to the entire country and our international partners, you know, there are thousands of folks that are working to bring the Orion spacecraft together.
感谢致电美国之音美国观察的留言信箱。我们针对政治、外交、贸易、人权等议题进行深入报道，分享幕后故事，也欢迎您发表您的看法，并留下您的姓氏和所在地。我们期待在节目中分享您的观点，请耐心等待提示音后留言。
罐瓶采集人是纽约市生活的一部分，他们在街上四处搜寻收集可回收的瓶罐。80岁的墨西哥移民劳伦蒂诺就是其中的一员，一起来看一看。
¿Qué le puedo decir? Pues como de todos modos, no hay donde trabajar. Por eso ando uno luchando de aquí. Ajá. Pues yo aunque tenga residencia, pero no tengo apoyo del gobierno. ¿Qué le haremos? Nada más que esto no pago, pues mis hijas son las que están pagando el alimento y el vino. El apartamento donde vivimos.
Not only are the canners contributing by virtue of volume, just the sheer volume of the materials that they're able to handle and process and thereby removed from the waste stream, but also in terms of quality of the materials, they're that much more likely to be reused.
Nos echan como animalitos, váyanse y pues no entiende que uno vive de esto y uno es el trabajo de uno de eso. Y pues hay partes que yo no entiendo por qué la gente no nos quiere, los recicladores.
Y 上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您收看今天的节目，我们下次再见。